broadcasting live on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, and in the evenings on WCPT 820, Chicago's Progressive Talk. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Good to have you with us. And do I have a humdinger of a guest to start us off today? Stephanie Miller is kind enough to take some time to join us today to talk about, well, politics as always, but the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour coming to both Minneapolis, St. Paul, and to Chicago. Steph, thank you very much. I appreciate the time as always.
Matt, I am doing the show, as you can see, from my bed.
Yes.
Because we're talking about sexy liberals, but also so you can see that's Clyde and that's Bonnie.
Hello.
So I'm in bed with my dogs, Matt.
Mama, you're a tease. I'm my usual wash and wear self. You look absolutely fantastic. And by the way, can I just tell you how happy I am you guys are coming back on Sexy Liberal. We're doing a full tour this time.
Yeah. Oh my God, Matt. I don't know what I agreed to. Somebody must have pictures of me doing something because 15 cities, Live Nation is producing at this time, which is really a big deal for us. And I'm so excited we're kicking it off in Minneapolis because, as you know, we've just, you know, loved Minneapolis so much. And your station has been there from, you know, the get-go and really gets it why we need progressive radio in this country. And so, oh my God, between all the jokes about the Harmar Mall and My Pillow Guy, you know, we just have a wealth of, and whoever thought that Katie Britt would be a crazier Republican woman than Michelle Bachmann. I mean, right?
Yes, you're right. She is. That is just...
You guys never thought anyone would out-crazy Michelle Bachmann, did you?
No. I love Salem's Lot. She's a hoot. I do want to make sure I mention Minneapolis, St. Paul. The kickoff show is at the Pantages Theater, April 13th in Minneapolis. And for our friends in Chicago, oh boy, is there a treat for you. For the DNC special, Saturday, August 17th at the Vic Theater in Chicago. You're going there for the DNC. That's going to be cool.
Yeah. Oh my God. We're kicking off the DNC. So, and as you know, Matt, there's always special guests at every show on panel, and we're working on that still, obviously for Minneapolis and for Chicago, but we always have terrific celebrity guests, you know, from whatever city it is. We've had, you know, Jan Schakowsky and Jill Winebanks in the past in Chicago. And yeah, well, let's just say we have a couple surprises in our pocket that we're working on for Minneapolis. So
I'll ask you off the air if it rhymes with Globishar. Just we don't want to say anything. Just that's going to be you and me privately.
You would make a terrible spy.
I would. I think that I'm horrible at poker, too. I really am. Okay, so you've done this enough. You got Fugelsang coming. John, who's my man crush. Sparks, Frangela is coming. You've done this enough time with these people. Who is the best to travel with? Who's the worst to travel with?
Oh my God, they're all fantastic. And Hal Sparks, I always say this, Matt, I not to be a suck up, I just feel so honored to work with these people. In my opinion, they are the smartest, funniest comedians out there. And they are truly what a sexy liberal should embody. You know, we started that, it was a joke. Like, we didn't mean us, we meant you. You know, we meant it's sexy to be liberal. You know, it means you're open-hearted, you're open-minded. But, you know, they just, it's such a great comedy show, Matt. I mean, people bring their right-wing spouses or friends or whatever, and they end up having a great time because, you know, funny is funny, right?
Well, it is. And I was looking at your show list. You're going to Kansas City. You're going a lot of places. And it is kind of one of those things where I'm glad you are, because I think that there is this tendency now to kind of avoid some places, and going across the country and bringing it out there, I think it shows that, you know, once again, yeah, comedy is universal. This is not about, you know, left or right per se. We're going to have a good time. But at the same time, we also have a message here that if Trump gets in again, this is not going to go well. And I think sometimes delivering that medicine always goes down sweeter with a lot of laughs.
Oh, God, yeah. You got to laugh or you'll cry all day, as I always say, right? I mean, you know, and Senator Katie Britt, I just things like that. You're like, when she sent out the email, you know, the fundraiser going, they're not laughing at me, friend. They're laughing at you. It's like, no, we're all laughing at you.
Yeah, it's you, yeah.
oops. Uh-oh. Somebody else is calling me. Never mind.
Oh, okay. All right. No problem.
Okay. That must have been someone important from Minnesota. Hey, did you know you're on with Matt McNeil right now?
Am I?
Yeah.
Steph, when you talk about Katie Britt, we should mention today, just today, because we have breaking news for you, two of them for you. Marjorie Taylor Greene just and put out the order to try to get rid of Johnson.
Yes.
But it sounds like,
oh my God.
Yes, I don't quite, what are they trying to do? I mean, are they just pouring gasoline on the clown car at this point?
Oh my God, Matt, after clown car of an impeachment hearing again this week,
yes,
where the witnesses only implicate them in crimes, not Joe Biden. I mean, they end the week vacating the speaker, their own speaker again, right?
Yep.
And then, and the news that the RNC is going to pay this crook's legal bills.
Yeah.
That take all the money to pay for Donald Trump's, the crook that they have nominated to be their presidential candidate. I mean, you cannot write this, Matt.
Oh, it gets even better. How about they're losing another Republican?
Oh, God, like Gallagher.
Yeah, no, this is the guy from Wisconsin. Gallagher, the chair of the China Select Committee, he is going to read one-seat majority for the rest of the year.
I'm telling you, we could have a speaker.
One-seat majority for the rest of the year.
I'm telling you, we could have a speaker, Hakeem Jeffries, before the election.
Yes.
At this rate. I mean, it is just a word I can't say and show.
Yeah.
It is just a crap show over there. It's hilarious. And by the way, couldn't happen to a nicer party. They deserve this. You know, like they have protected this crook for how many years that they know is a complete lifelong criminal. It's like, well, you get what you reap what you sow. Like now, you know, you don't get any money for your down ticket candidates. It's all going to the crook you nominated.
Well,
good luck.
And you brought that point up, and that's something there that is not really being talked a lot about. Trump draining all the funds from the RNC. This is money that's supposed to go to Senate races, some of the more tougher toss-up governor and House races. They're not going to have anything. They're going to be on their own. And that does definitely help the Democrats down the line.
Yeah. And can I ask a question, Matt? Are these the dumbest people in the universe?
Yes.
Seriously? He puts his daughter-in-law in charge of the RNC and she goes, oh, absolutely. None of this money will be going to Trump's legal bills. Like 3 weeks ago on Fox, I'm like, you idiots. Have you not been paying attention to this lifelong grift with this guy? Of course it's all going to him.
I like the Truth Social post Trump put out, because I mean, let's say that the captain of this sinking ship is Trump, and he's so damn stupid. He's out there right now saying he can't put the money up for this bond in New York. And then he goes on Truth Social and says, I got $500 million sitting in a pile. And frantically, his lawyers are going over, no, he really doesn't. But there now seems to be a question. He might actually have the money and he just doesn't want to spend it on the bond, which the courts aren't going. I'm sure that this is going to come back and bite him somewhat.
Listen, Matt, the fuller his diaper gets, the happier a weekend I'm going to have. Because we have been through a lot as this country with him. You need to enjoy every single layer of his humiliation. And that's what this tour is all about. I so appreciated Representative Ilhan Omar, mm-hmm. You know, despite differences we have on our side, when she was asked, are you supporting President Biden? She said, without hesitation, of course, we're facing the end of our democracy and the rise of fascism.
Yep.
And that's what everybody's answer should be. And I know you're Senator Klobuchar going to bring Ilhan Omar to Sexy Liberal. Who can say, Matt? Who can say?
Mm-hmm. I had Dean Phillips. Dean Phillips is my House rep. And they moved my border. I had Ilhan Omar. Now I have Dean Phillips. And I kept looking. I was like, what are you doing? You do understand that democracy is at stake here. This is not the time to try to be the young gumption kid. I just don't understand what he was ever thinking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, he's not invited to Sexy Liberal. Everyone else is.
The overall, you know, I think one of the things, and we said this when, you know, when Trump got the third Supreme Court justice, I said, okay, no one sits out election ever again. The Republicans, ever since they overturned Roe v. Wade, have said, no, we've changed on abortion. That's garbage. They're putting in this whole thing with this lifehood where a frozen embryo is a living human being. They want to get rid of in vitro fertilization. They want to get rid of contraception. The reality is it's not just democracy. It's the rights of women to be able to actually make the choices for themselves in their own lives that is on the ballot. And it's going to be on the ballot every single election from here on out.
I mean, didn't we learn that, Matt, in 2016? But for 7 75,000 votes, women have lost their bodily autonomy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, this is literally not hyperbole. That's why I agreed, you know, to this many cities, besides the naked pictures that someone clearly has of me. But because, you know, this is it. This, you know, is not hyperbole to say this could be our last election. He's telling you he wants to be a dictator. Yeah. I mean, the fact that we're even talking about there's a possibility of giving the nuclear codes to someone who stole our nuclear secrets and is likely sold them or going to sell them. I mean, that is a traitor that was installed by Russia in the first place. I mean, are you kidding me? So, I mean, it is, you're absolutely right, Matt. All hands on deck. And well, that's why we're coming to so many cities. And, you know, we always pick a sexy liberal cause in every city. This time we haven't, we're about to choose, but it's going to be a get out, just one cause, which is get out the vote, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's, yeah.
You're going to like coming to Minneapolis, St. Paul, because ever since the DFL took over the whole government last year, we've become a sanctuary city for a lot of things. And we're actually seeing a lot of people move here now, which is it's great, but it's also just a really sad gauge of the temperature of the rest of the country, where people are trying to just live their lives and they're having to flee to Minnesota as refugees because of the hate that is out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm busy picking out my, you know, genital jewelry I'm going to get installed at the Harmar Mall.
There you go.
In honor of democracy.
I got a punch card. Well, quite literally. But I'll get you set up over there. Okay.
Thanks.
The Sexy Liberal shows, once again, you're actually, and I should mention too, the other show that I was looking at that I might actually go road trip for, DC next January. I saw that. That's your last show, correct, on the tour?
Yep, for the inauguration. Yep.
I think that's one of the things I love about this tour too, is you're going to hit all the major cities. I do want to once again mention that she is going to be here in Minneapolis, the Pantages Theater, kicking off the Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour on April 13th. Chicago, you want to keep an eye on it. It's Saturday, August 17th, the Vic Theater, the DNC special in Chicago. You can get tickets. I'll put the links out for everything. Steph, as always, it is an absolute privilege and pleasure to talk with you. I'm so glad you're coming back to Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Matt, we love our Minneapolis station and we love you. Thanks so much for doing this for
my
us.
Pleasure. All my best to the pups there, and you take care, Mama.
Bye, Barney. Bye, Clyde.
Bye-bye. Stephanie Miller, kind enough to join us to kick off the show here on a Friday. 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show on your Friday.